KD Country 94 weather.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give farm?
Come as a real estate agent for the Eldon Yarnell Estate on Monday, September 25th at 1 p.m., located at 990 South Highway 281 in Osborne. Tract 1 is approximately 60.33 acres of cropland, the balance being grassland with trees. It's a nice piece of land with Munger McCook Complex and McCook Silt Loam Soils. Property lays in the South Solomon River Plain, a tree line on the south side of the tract with excellent deer potential. Tract 2 is a three-bedroom home with one bath, 1,127 square foot of living area, and a full basement, unattached two-car garage, measuring 36 by 25, and a farm utility building measuring 60 by 20. Tract 3 is a combination of Tract 1 and 2 plus $5,000. Should both tracts be sold to one buyer, no survey will be required. Middle rights are believed to be intact and will sell with the property. Closing date is honored before October 30th. Possession on Tract 1 upon signing of the contract and receipt of down payment on Tract 2 upon closing. Again, don't miss this auction on Monday, September 25th, located at 990 South Highway 81 in Osborne. The sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty of Portis.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 81. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 66. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 82. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 70.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Book your appointment for the Mitchell County Health Department's Health Fair, October 9th through October 12th from 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the Health Department, and Friday morning, 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the NCK Technical College in Beloit. The Health Fair includes blood draws, flu and COVID shots, and vital sign checks. Blood draws are not billable to insurance and no receipt is provided. Flu shots are billable to insurance, so bring your insurance card, regular flu shot for 6 months or older, and high dose for those 65 years or older. Also available are lab tests, including health panels, TSH, and AIC test, and PSA test for men. To schedule your appointment, call the Mitchell County Health Department, 738-5175. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, you're headed up to the Concordia Fall Fest coming up tomorrow, September 23rd. There are some streets that will be closed beginning at 2 a.m. Saturday. 6th Street from Broadway to State. The parade route will run through Cedar. Broadway from 6th Street to the alley between 6th and 7th Streets. Washington from 5th Street to 7th Street. And State Street from 6th Street to the alley between 6th and 7th Streets will all be closed. And the Concordia Police Department is hoping you can help them with all these matters. And they say that vehicles occupying on-street parking stalls during this time will be towed at the owner's expense. Streets will reopen at 4 p.m. Saturday, with the exception of Broadway, which will reopen at Sunday morning, 8 a.m. And they thank you in advance for your cooperation and help, the Concordia City Police Department. Also, if you're headed east in Riley County, there's a resurfacing project that will be beginning on Monday, September 25th, weather permitting, on parts of U.S. 77 and U.S. 24, according to the Kansas Department of Transportation. The Midland Overlay Project, approximately 12 miles of U.S. 77 resurfaced first, beginning at the southern K-82 junction and ending at the U.S. 24 near Riley. Once complete, the contractor will start work on approximately 12 miles of U.S. 24 from near the Clay County line to the U.S. 77 junction near Riley. Work will take place Monday through Friday during daylight hours and Saturday as needed. Traffic will be reduced to one lane when crews are working and directed by a pilot car and flaggers. Drivers should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes. A 10-foot width restriction will be in effect on the U.S. 24 portion of the project. No width restrictions are expected on U.S. 77. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. This project is expected to be complete by late November, conditions permitting. Do have some job openings to pass along. Winkle Manufacturing is now hiring a full-time position for a welder and materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they're willing to train the right person, offering competitive wages and 100% employee-paid health insurance. Apply in person 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder. Call 785-545-3606 or text Allen at 785-545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 785-738-0763. Email julie.harrison at cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas, 67420-0568. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center. And they invite you to join them for their Walk Run for Life Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There will be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433 to attend the 2023 Heart Choices Walk Run for Life Sunday, October 1st. There will be a tailgate party at tonight's Osborne Lakeside football game in Downs with ribeye steak sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and a cookie. The tailgate is sponsored by Remus Farms and Remus Plumbing, a free will donation at that tailgate party here tonight. Smith Center's annual Old Settlers Day coming up tomorrow, September 23rd, the 29th annual The Way They Were Antique Tractor and Machinery Show, the downtown parade at 11 o'clock. There's trucks, a poker run, machinery, gas engines, garden tractor and collector displays, a free fun tractor pull with the registration at 3:30, human sled at 4. Cool t-shirts are available. That tractor poker run starts at 1:30. For more information on all events, call 785-282-5317. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
From McCaffrey to the side, inside gun run to McCaffrey. Touchdown! CMC!
Christian McCaffrey tied Jerry Rice's franchise record with 12 consecutive games with a touchdown as the 49ers win over the Giants in Thursday Night Football. More on the game coming up in the sportscast. We'll also preview the Chiefs coming up this weekend. A look at local sports results from Thursday. We have a preview of high school football tonight, college football this weekend, and the Royals are back on the field this evening as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Results from high school cross country in the area on Thursday at the Republic County Invitational. Beloit finished first place as a team with 55 points, 1 point ahead of Marysville in second. Brogan Mania Beloit was the individual champion at 1854-40. The girls' individual champion was Hannah Bridwell of Concordia at 2037-40. At the Osborne Invitational, girls' individual champion Ryan Berticelli of Osborne at 2253-30, and Johnny Hamill of Osborne won the boys' race 1843-46. You can find the full results for those events at ncksports.com. Tonight, week four of the high school football season, for many, first week of district play, as our game night coverage will start with the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 540 on Katy Country 94, pregame at 630, kickoff at 7 o'clock on Katy Country 94, Osborne at Lakeside on Z96.3 Through the Lake, and live video stream of the Beloit Trojan Channel. The Trojans are hosting Russell. Our coverage will conclude with the local high school football scoreboard show at 10:05, brought to you by State Farm Insurance in Beloit and Osborne. Other immediate area games include Pike Valley at St. John's Tipton, Rock Hills at Lincoln, Thunder Ridge hosting Logan Palco, Sylvan Lucas goes to Otis Bison, Southern Clowns at Southern Coffee County, and the Mid-Continent League Smith Center hosting Wabunzee, and in the NCKL Concordia at home against Marysville. Again on Katy Country 94, 8-man Division 2 District 4, Lakeside 3-0 hosting 2-1 Osborne. Bulldogs coming off a 28-26 loss to Hanover, but Lakeside coach Drew Dusky still impressed with their defense.
They seem to always have speed, and they get to the ball so quickly, which makes it hard whether you're running or passing. You know, if we drop back to pass, you know, they're going to have guys trying to get past our front line, trying to get to the quarterback. They're going to have guys slowing to the ball, whether we're trying to run outside or inside, and they're disciplined.
For the Knights, they're averaging over 400 rushing yards per game in their three wins. Osborne coach Steve Tiernan on defending the run.
I mean, if everybody does their job, everybody's got a gap responsibility, and and hopefully either slow him down or make the tackle, slow him down enough that other guys can get there. I mean, Christine, we know he's going to be a horse. I said, you better stay low, and that guy runs about 6 inches off the ground sometimes, it looks like, when he's going.
I'll have the call with Osborne at Lakeside tonight on Katie Country 94 and katiecountry94.com, pregame at 6:30. And 2A District 8, Beloit hosting Russell tonight. The Trojans are 1-2, picking up their first win of the season last week at Republic County, while the Broncos are 2-1, their first loss of the season last week to Smith Center. Beloit coach Brad Gober on Russell.
The one thing about coach over there is that he does a great job, you know, teaching those kids kind of the spread scheme that they want to be in. And, you know, they've got some good pass catchers out there. They got a little bit of quickness. You know, they got some tall outside receivers that, you know, are going to cause maybe some problems with some of our smaller defensive backs. But they're not that big up front, but they do their jobs well.
On the other side, Russell coach Christian Azores expects a challenge.
Well, they're definitely big and physical, and I know Coach Gober runs a good program. Well, it's a solid team. You know, guys all around, they have good linemen, they have some good skill guys. Defensively, they're going to fly around. And so we understand we have a big challenge tonight.
Beloit and Russell kick off at 7 o'clock, pregame 6:30 on Z96.3 The Lake, and the Beloit Trojan Channel at NCCastSports.com. Wade Gerster and Todd Clover have the call. In college football, KU opens Big 12 on Saturday, hosting BYU. Both teams enter the game 3-0. The Cougars are playing their first ever conference game in the Big 12 after winning at Arkansas last week. KU coach Lance Leipold on BYU.
I think average age of the roster is like 22 years old or something versus what a traditional college roster is. So the size and maturity and those things, the experience, well coached. You know, they had a big win. You know, to be down two scores on the road and to come back and win in the fashion that they did. And for them to come here for their first Big 12 game, I'm sure they're going to be excited about the opportunity.
KU and BYU kick off at 2:30 Saturday, pregame at 2 o'clock on Z96.3 through the Lake. K-State also opening Big 12 play Saturday. They welcome UCF for their first Big 12 contest. The Knights are 3-0. K-State enters 2-1 after the loss to Mizzou last week. UCF leads the country in offensive yards per game at over 617. K-State coach Chris Kleiman on their offense.
They want to run the football. It's just going to be lightning fast. We're going to play a lot of plays, and we've got to be able to get off the field when we have the opportunity to get off the field, and we've got to do a great job in the red zone on defense because they're going to move the football. And when you have an opportunity to make a play, a tipped ball, balls on the ground, a tackle in the open field, a sack opportunity, you can't let them off the hook.
K-State and UCF kick off at 7 o'clock on FS1 Saturday night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Other Big 12 games feature number 16 Oklahoma at Cincinnati at 11, Texas Tech at West Virginia at 2:30, Iowa State hosts Oklahoma State at 3, number 3 Texas at Baylor at 6:30. Full schedules at Big12Sports.com. Also on Saturday afternoon, 1-2 Nebraska finishes their non-con schedule, hosting 2-2 Louisiana Tech. Kick off at 2:30 on Big Ten Network from Memorial Stadium. In the NFL, Christian McCaffrey tied Jerry Rice's 49ers franchise record of consecutive games with a touchdown with 12, as you heard earlier. He helped lead San Francisco to a 30-12 win over the Giants in Thursday night football. Brock Purdy threw for 310 yards and two scores, one to Debo Samuel, who finished with 129 yards on six catches. 49ers are now 3-0, while the Giants fell to 1-2. On Sunday, the 1-1 Chiefs are back on the field facing the Bears. Bears are 0-2. Their defensive coordinator, Alan Williams, resigned earlier this week. Although Chicago's offense has been up and down at times, Chiefs coach Andy Reid is worried about Justin Fields at quarterback.
He's a good football player, so, and he can do so many things. They'll work it out. You know, it's important that we kind of get ourselves right to play a guy that can do so many different things. He'll be one of the faster guys on the field. You know, he can do all of that. Smart. He's got a good arm.
Chiefs and Bears kick off at 3:25 Sunday. Pregame on Z96.3 Through the Lake at 2 o'clock from Arrowhead Stadium. NFL.com has the full schedule for the weekend. And finally in sports, after having Thursday off, the Royals are back on the field tonight, starting a three-game series with the Astros in Houston. Houston still holds a half-game lead over the Rangers in the AL West. Game one of the series at 7:10 tonight in Houston. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.